I'm Ding.
I'm the bell.
And we're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track.
Oh my gosh, look at the people.
I know. There's so many distractions. We're going to have to use the bell all day.
All day long. Did you notice I was very toning down myself?
Yeah. Are you conserving your energy?
Yeah, I was observing, condensing all the way. Condensing. Uh-huh. Very big condense.
So it's like your poop yesterday.
Yeah. Why are you sharing my... So I... Really,
your bowel movement.
It was so hard, and I sweat so much, and I pushed so hard, and I was like really.
She texted me, I have to push so hard, I'm shaking.
And the room service was outside waiting.
Housekeeping.
Oh, so outside housekeeping was there. So Joey's like, you're doing good about that, like mothery face over there.
Oh no! You're sweating.
I am. So this is hot flashes.
Yes.
Already hot flashes.
Already.
Right.
Yes.
So
didn't even do all the dance, the warm up. So
did,
ladies and gentlemen, on the stream, everybody. Okay. What you're missing, if you're not here physically, is that we were doing our own warm-up bit earlier before the show, because, you know, they selected us because we don't drink, so that we can be up reliably at 11 a.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So look, chat room said, how many people are in the broadcast room?
Hundreds
studio?
Of people.
What, 2,000? Oh, that's too much.
We are in the Superdome. Oh, no, what did you call the Superdome?
Super snow?
No, snow dome.
Snow dome.
She was telling our Uber driver or the Lyft driver, it's like, oh God, we're gonna go to the Holiday Inn snow dome.
The driver was really laughing, right? He really liked our visit.
And then he pointed out when we're here that that's your snow dome right there when he drove.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his name was Ramon.
Yeah, was he hot?
He was kind of like a comb back hairstyle from Russia.
Oh, he's a Russian. Which means he
really
was probably the spy.
Cute. Yeah. Well, I said, you kind of look like a mob.
She told him.
I didn't get shot.
No.
I'm here still, so.
Maybe when we leave. Oh. What if you get him again on the way back to the airport?
Can we?
No, what if he kills us?
Well.
We're done with the shot.
That's it. Where we die, right?
You know, the bell started with us trying to, like, stay on track on one topic, and then we both would like go everywhere, so
yes.
We have the bell so that we can come back on track. But now it has totally, completely different usage. Now it's just I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of work like that.
I know.
Yeah. Do I sound okay? Okay. Good.
You sound good. You sound good. You're still sweating. You are like dewy.
What? I can't help it.
Okay, I'll fan you.
Okay. Thank you.
So what do you think about New Orleans? You've been here, right? Oh Jesus. Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
That's very nice, like a gong.
Very Asian.
A gong. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if they can hear, but I can hear it here.
I have been New Orleans once, like long ago. This is so funny. I was in college. Then my friend took me to the New Year's
party.
When she
was still wild.
Wild, and I didn't party that much. Well, I wasn't married, anything. So anyway.
You were married already?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so,
no.
So you
the
were
long,
partying.
Long journey.
You were the horse stage.
I never forget when we went to the French Quarter, a lot of people there, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they were throwing the bees to people, right? But to do that, they had to flash it. Like, boom, 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 show, right? Girl, top, boom, 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 right?
Yes.
So guy, boom, right? Boom, down there.
Yes.
So this guy was looking at the balcony. There was a kind of older lady with so many bees. Mm-hmm. Then she was like, come on to the guy. So he was like, show me. And he did. She's like, nah, didn't throw the bees.
Oh, good for her.
But an Asian guy.
It wasn't an Asian guy.
I laughed so hard.
Oh my gosh, did he?
I was the only one laughing. Maybe people are just so busy drinking.
Oh, that poor guy. Can you imagine?
He
like got his ego bruised twice by the lady who was throwing the beads and then by the bell over there. Oh my gosh, he's had to go back to the hotel and ask for a tweezer to pull his wee-wee out.
Oh,
no.
Poor thing. Maybe he had a surgery or something after. Make boom, boom. Big bum 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 bum. Big one.
Bum bum bum.
So by the way, big down there. So I went to Josh Groban concert, remember?
Haven't you shared that already on Pride 48?
Okay, everybody knows Josh Groban, right? I love him, right? Great singer. So
you
we
fat me up.
Yeah, that right, yeah. That song too, right? So I went to
That's
the concert
song.
With my mother in law.
Okay.
Very conservative,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So but we are not that close, but when I look at the stage, he's down there. Was boom. He was wearing tight jeans. That's all I was watching. What beautiful music.
You raised me up. Did he raise himself up though? No.
It's a Josh Groban.
I know, but
this show's supposed to be clean and PG-13.
It is. When did that happen?
PG-13.
I did not get that. On iTunes, it's still explicit.
It's a Raider show. It's a Raider.
Okay, do I have to do this?
It's a Raider.
Word of the bow. What is the word?
A Raider.
What is Raider? An audience? It's audience participation. If you know what that means, you can go up to the microphone and actually
this
tell us what that means.
A
can you please make a sentence with the word Raider?
Josh Groban concert or our show is a Raider.
Okay. So what does that mean? So you gotta go up there and decode word of the bell.
Okay. I think he know. Yeah.
Rager.
Rager?
Rager.
No.
Oh, it's not?
No. Okay, audience members are getting up there. Okay, we've got Joe Zubia.
Rated.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Good job.
Is it? Wait, was it supposed to be rated R, and you just put the R connected to rated, and it's now Raider?
Is it rated R?
Revelation! Oh my god!
Really? That means
this is what we call the aha moment. Good job, good
Ricky,
job.
Ricky.
I've been teaching.
Where's Ricky?
Ricky's still asleep.
Oh, Ricky missed it because Ricky was kind of like. Like
listen,
really?
I've been schooling these girls this weekend about how to when and to do the right. So yeah, you did it right.
Thank you. Hey, mm-hmm. wait, when did you guys get all okra?
Okra?
Okra? It sounds like okra. Okay. I love fried okra.
I know. The other was
it
yesterday?
Berry
no, 2 days ago when we went to lunch. Remember?
Yeah.
We were eating. We went to lunch with Aji.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
another word of the bell. Okay. Okay, who knows what the word Archie is?
Oh, Archie.
Yeah. Can you please make a sentence out of the word Archie?
You guys know who the Archie is.
He's here. Okay, can anybody tell who
it's,
Archie is?
It's the word of the vowel. But go ahead. It's too easy.
Archie Cruiser.
No, it is not.
It's too easy.
Is it Archer?
That's right. And you guys know who Grandma is, right?
We don't have Grandma.
Okay, that's Granny.
Grandma, yeah.
So we were with Archie and what do you call him?
Archie?
Soft as something.
SSS.
SSS. Soft as silk. Do you know who? Yes. You just blurred out. Ricky is soft as silk because.
His belly is so soft, like silky. So I go SSS. SSS is kind of like an Avon product too, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, is it?
But they don't sponsor us, so forget it.
I know. Bitches. Anyway, yeah. So, wait. This
oh, where's
is supposed
our green
to be yours?
Tea? I know. Where's our green tea?
Oh, funeral grade green tea.
Like, you know.
So, you're blowing air into the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Don't do that. Okay. Yes. Sorry. Take care. Why are you looking like for something there?
There's a piece of hair.
Ew, the pubic?
No.
Who did it?
It is not curly. Wait, you're blowing air in the microphone.
Who did it last night after?
I don't know. It looks like a dog hair. It's white. Can you see?
Oh, maybe my bowl.
Wait. Okay, anyway, come back to this. What was I talking about?
Okay.
We were eating, and so there was we were done eating. It took 15 minutes for us to Instagram all the food, and then it's
so
follow
funny.
Me on Instagram, john.ong. I've got beautiful pictures, right, Archie?
Yes.
Anyway, thank you very much. And so you have but on the table next to us, they have this crudité, or no, it's the what is that thing called with meat and cheese? Not crudité, vegetables.
Charcuterie.
So can you say charcuterie? Can you make a sentence
what
out of the word
charcuterie?
Yeah.
What is that?
I know. Can you please try to make a sentence out of the word? Yeah, can you make a sentence out of it?
Can you eat with chakrari? I don't know what chakrari is.
Yeah, that's kind of good.
Chakrari.
Is that like you know, a it's at that
obador? Is it like an obador?
Yes.
It's like obador.
Okay, maybe the... Can anybody decode this?
Obador. Guys,
can
obador.
Order.
That's right.
You're listening to our show.
Speaking of hors d'oeuvres, you didn't talk. You talk about Ricky's stomach, but you didn't talk about.
Okay, so
let's talk. Recap what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday?
That was my honor to put my face. I'm not face. My hand down to Big Fatty's. Oh, SSS is in the house.
Welcome, Ricky.
So my hand
experienced
Big Fatty's balls.
How was it? Can you describe to us? Do I need music for that?
My hand still remember the feeling.
My hand still remember.
Very, very memory form-wise.
Oh.
Yes.
What? So you've got like your fingerprints on Big Fatty's balls?
Kind of like a raindrop shape.
Like teardrop, yes.
Oh, yeah, that teardrop.
Yeah, it's crying.
Teardrop shape. But very nice kind of starting point.
Uh-huh. Whoa, you really felt.
I felt it, yeah.
He was there. She was there for a while.
I was examining, too.
She said, I don't want direct contact.
No, on the cover.
Yes, that's, on the cover.
Big Fatty, do you have one or two? I mean, two, right? Two in there. Or three.
What?
Some people have three.
Oh, really?
Anybody have three?
Anybody blessed with an additional
Don't
ball?
Don't be shy.
Joe Zubiana. Wendy.
Wendy has it.
Wendy got three balls.
Very nice weight.
Oh, heavy?
Like a beignet.
Oh, like a beignet?
Very nice beignet weight. Joey.
Did you put powdered sugar on the balls?
Beignet. Now, yeah. But in Japanese, we go beignet.
Beignet.
We call beignet.
Okay. So we have to decode because there's a lot of pronunciation. Let's explain why sometimes you couldn't pronounce certain things. Because Japanese pronounce it in their own pronunciation method. And so when that happens, it
so
got
different.
Stuck in her head and then she can't say it.
Like,
well, she can, but it's difficult for her to say it.
Like a city name is so difficult.
Oh, gosh.
That.
Like what city?
Indianapolis. Minneapolis. Minneapolis. San Jose.
Wait, I think I have that sound.
San Jose.
Yes.
But we call San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so hard. So I don't call it
Minneapolis. Minneapolis just flew by. Yes. If you would have snapped it, that would be good.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, if you ever come to San Jose.
Okay, San Jose, yes.
You have to come to Japantown, because all of Japantown, all the signs and everything are done in Japanese. You feel right at home.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't
all the street signs, all the businesses, everything. Japantown is all in Japanese.
Oh, they have it. Okay. Oh. Very. Thank you so much.
Can you say Wanachi? Wanachi?
Say Wanachi.
Wanachi?
Okay.
Yes, that's cute. Do you?
I have a good hearing.
What if they want
that's
to?
Sound. I can't hear, but
what do you? What if like San Jose or Minneapolis or whatever? They try to ask you to be the host, like the announcer of their like if they have a flight like Southwest or whatever, ask you to say we're landing in
Minneapolis.
Yeah. Would you be honored to be doing that? You'd be like Minneapolis.
Welcome to Minneapolis.
Yes. That's cute.
Indianapolis.
Yes.
When I told Indianapolis to my coworker, they didn't get it.
I know. That's because
I got really frustrated.
You know what
I
that
raised
is?
My voice to say Indianapolis. And then like
that's the police squad in India. It's Indian.
Yeah, Indianapolis. Yeah. It's just so hard.
It is.
But I practice now. So, but I don't want to lose it too much, right? You know, remember
you know, we still haven't talked about the charcuterie, you know.
What is
we'll come back to
what
it.
Is charcuterie?
We'll come back to it.
So, you know, but, so like, but my accent the accent.
Yeah.
It really bothered me before. I didn't like people to say, you know, like, you know, like,
you're so choppy, sensitive about it.
Yeah, choppy. Like, you know, we talk very choppy. Kinda.
Yeah.
Because American sounds more like.
Okay, how about what American sounds like in your ear?
Like what?
Like, can you see, like, what does it
stretchy
sound?
Like more
stretchy.
But see, to me, I understood. American people a little little lazier to pronounce the word. Kind of like a short, like, a, you know, that's why abbreviate or like a slang, right?
Huh? Who? What? Where?
Abbreviation? Abbreviation?
Yeah. But no, when they say...
Like, a, you know, like a...
Lazy,
you know,
pronunciation, you mean?
Yeah, kind of like they don't, like...
Articulate.
Yeah, they don't articulate well.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why, like, you know, when I talk to my husband, like, so what do you think? He go, what? And he go, what?
Oh, you mean like don't even use words?
No use. I'm like so lazy. Just like say it. I don't know. But, like, but British people, I feel like, say more clear.
They use their words?
To me, it's so much easier to hear
Scotty.
Scotty's. When he talks, so...
But he's Australian.
I know, sorry. But British accent. Oh, yeah, no, Australian accent. I'm so sorry.
Australian. Offended. Yeah, it's close. Well, Australian's closer to British than it is American.
Scott is half British.
Oh, so it's half British. Okay.
Half British.
Well, can you say, can you...
I love British accent. I love British accent.
You think you're the queen. No, she's not the queen. She thinks the princess. I'm the queen. She thinks she's the... she's a princess, right?
I am.
Yeah, aren't you? You always tell me, I think in my past life, I'm a princess.
Let's talk about Crazy Rich Asian.
Well, right now? We haven't talked about charcuterie. What time is it? We have a lot of time.
Why so?
We don't have to rush.
Minutes. I feel like it's already 50 minutes.
You felt like it's already 50 minutes? 50 minutes,
yeah. Oh,
but look at that in the chat room. Let's see. Dan,
thanks. Volume is better now. Oh, that's behind
the scenes. They said Ding the Bell. Ding the Bell should be broadcast with closed caption.
Oh, true.
I know.
That is so true.
But what else? Who else is in the chat room? Dan.
Yeah. Wow. They got
George in Atlanta, and there's also You know what? The Asian is not here.
No.
Who?
Okurda.
Okay. Oh. They want us to do the okurda. Yes. You said you can beat me.
Yes.
You guys heard how long I can okurda the other day, right? So you said you can beat me. Are you able to?
I think so.
Do you want to do it now? Or do you want to do it later?
Let's do it.
Do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, let me get my breath. Oh my gosh, cables. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Ready?
Okay. You lost. Who wants to okurr me?
Mitch.
Invite me to your show. Later. Geeky guy. Can you do Adam? Can you okurr? Let's see if Adam can okurr.
Adam's
biscuit in my mouth.
Ooh. So what kind of biscuit? Does it have gravy on the biscuit?
Yeah.
Can you okurr?
I don't think so.
Okay, you're just going to have to tune in this afternoon at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Wait, the room wants a challenge?
Who wants a challenge?
Oh, you can't like collectively okr me. That's not fair. No, you can't collectively okr me. But anyway, the charcuterie has okr on it. Look at me, cheese. They didn't even touch it, right, Archie Bunker? It was just a board, and there's all this food, and they left. I think they only had like a piece, and of course SSS, Soft as Silk, Ricky from the Falangi. We were like, both were looking at each other like, should we go over there and take the whole charcuterie over to our table? We almost did. If Archer was not there, we probably would have.
Because I told you not to.
Yes, he told us not to.
Why they didn't touch it?
Maybe it has okr on it. They didn't want to touch okr. They have pickled okr on it. So that's what I would say. Anyway, go back to your originally scheduled programming. What is it? What's your originally scheduled programming? What are you laughing at? Okr. What are you doing? Are you sweaty?
No, because you go, chakra, okra, okra, so busy. So busy. Why are you so busy?
I know.
Can you busy now?
What?
Can you not busy?
Can you, no, okay, I'll keep quiet. You run the show now.
So well, we're going to talk about...
You want to talk about glasses?
We have a lot to talk.
So let's tell people why we started.
Why are we so disoriented here?
Well, because we ate two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track.
They're tired.
No, they're already tired to begin with. But thank you for waking up early this morning to come to the show.
So warm.
This is the earliest show of all the 3 days of broadcasting. So thank you for waking up to come to the show.
Room.
I know. Hold on, that's another difficult pronunciation. It's F and H is very difficult.
Yeah.
Full room.
Anyway, I love seeing you guys. You guys are so awesome. Aww. You know, more.
I'm going to take a picture.
This is my third Pride. It's the third one or second one? It's the second one or third one?
I think you at least three.
This is third, right? Third
at least
or three?
Might be your fourth.
Anyway, but every Pride I get to know more, I get meet people and then like kind of like familiar faces or newcomers and stuff, you know, and then like... So nice to hang out.
And new people that we get to meet too. We get to see
so
old
nice.
Friends
and
we get to meet
right
new friends.
Straight girls right there, over there.
Straight girls represent.
Yeah, and Anna's sleeping. Anna right there.
Anna's right there. She
super
woke
straight.
Up for
super
you.
Straight. Yeah, oh, thank you.
She was
you.
Threatening everybody yesterday. I'll go to your room and I'll...
No, I'll make you come up with a microphone.
I'll cut you, she said.
Yeah, it's great.
Anne didn't sleep in, but she brought the blankets from the bed.
Thank you. So sweet. So this is very PG-13 clean show.
Yeah, no Raider.
No Raider.
Raider.
Okay. Okay, let's go to.
What? Go to where?
Let's go.
Go. Glasses.
Go. Oh, glasses?
You want to talk about glasses? Okay, so anyway, let me recap first. One more detour before we come back to glasses. I mean, you've seen us in real life, right?
Really?
You hung out with us, this is just us, right?
My
and just us
cold.
Recorded.
Yeah.
And so, many years ago we started, and then we have lots of shows. Whenever we get together, we'll try to record, and when we record, we have shows in the can. But I was just too busy or lazy, to post our shows.
Why do you whisper?
Because I'm not quite you tell me
you're
what
lazy.
Yeah, so she's like always think that we're stars, right? You think that we're star, we'll be famous, she said. She's been saying that ever since I've met her. What was that, 20 some years ago? She said, I think we'll be famous. I think people would love to watch it.
On a Travel Channel.
I know. She's thinking about food all the time. Anyway, so she said that I'll post the show.
Is my makeup still here?
Your mascara now is like down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
it's sagging.
Sorry.
It's sagging. It's going down to Australia right now, your mascara. So she always thinks that we'll be famous, and she said that, okay, I'll take over the show, but I don't have a computer that would work. So, well, let's hope that she'll get her computer.
So I have a computer from 2011. MacBook.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't it?
I don't even remember. I think that's... I don't even remember.
It's still old and so thick.
Yes, I've replaced the hard drive twice already.
And then, like, so sad, when I turn it on, it goes... Yeah. Spinning.
So hopefully she'll get her computer and she will then be able to... We record... I have many shows and I'm tired. So if I can just record and send those files to her and she'll post them...
That'd be good.
Maybe they can buy you a computer. Just kidding. Anyway, we don't even have a donate button. Anyway, go support Pride 48, though, however.
Yay!
If you can donate to Pride 48, then we'll come on live a little bit more. Jonathan did a great job as the host. Oh, thank you, Good Humor Penguin.
So sweet. Everybody loves John. John.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yes, you're superstar.
Ding the bell is just really the bell, babbling.
Babbling?
Oh, yes.
I'm
babbling. Anyway, let's talk about glasses.
Okay,
I remember when you told me glasses. We just came out from eating, of course. What else did we do? Shabu shabu outside.
Shabu shabu.
And we just like laughed and laughed.
We were laughing.
And
always laugh. This is a show about it. It's a laughing
So this
therapy,
was probably,
right?
Was it end of the year?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. What is our tagline?
Tagline?
Yeah. It's we are.
Huh?
Where you're. Laughing therapy.
Yeah. Ding the bell, it's only you need.
Yes.
Ding the bell, it's only you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're the laughing therapy.
We need to make a sticker.
I know, we have to have budget first. So
exactly. So realistic.
I know. She would say, I think we need t-shirts. We'll go to New Orleans and we'll like, give out our t-shirts.
Yeah, why not?
Well, you gotta pay for it. That's good use.
I mastered it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Okay. Glasses. Let's talk about glasses.
So glasses. You know. So I. A lot of words is a challenge to me. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So one day I was walking with my German Shepherd with my husband James, and then there the piece of like you know because I am so specific about I SSS. Where are you? SSS. Ricky. SSS.
Ricky's still asleep.
Still asleep. Okay,
he's eating.
I love animal,
yes.
Especially dog. It's my.
Who's your favorite right here at Pride 48?
Gerada. I love dog, especially. Yes. So I'm a dog trainer for the rescue side. So I'm so fascinating. I'm always trying to read the psychology stuff. See, this show is going very serious.
Oh my gosh. You need a new theme song?
Yeah, I think they're going to fall asleep. But I know a lot of people, dog love. How many people?
I'm going to you. Who wants to go to my room. My room number is.
How many people love dogs?
Many in the
room. So anyway, so we're walking.
Yes.
We're walking. Mm-hmm. My husband in front of me.
Yes.
With level 3 difficult white German Shepherd. Very stunning. Supposed to be, could it be police
with your
dog?
Flats, comfortable shoes. Not sexy, but comfortable.
Yeah, comfortable. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so we were walking down the street, right? And then I have therapy dog with me. Uh-huh. So walking, and I see shining pieces, like piece.
Yeah, a little glint.
Like gling thing. And then I was like, what the fuck is it? Like, I was looking.
PG, radar.
Radar. And then I'm like, oh, shit, it's going to hurt my paw. I mean, not my paws.
That's why you don't wear heels, because you have paws. You know, those are called hooves. You know, you can put hooves on your paws.
I didn't want to hurt my...
Your paws?
No, their paws.
Oh, their paws.
Wait, is it paw or paws? They have four, right?
Yes.
Four paws, right?
Paw,
happy
paw,
S.
Paw.
A paw?
Yeah, paw.
They have paw.
Yeah.
Four paw.
Si.
Paws.
Yeah. Yes.
Z. Yes. So I shout to my husband, glasses, and he didn't do anything. I go, I'm like, yeah, glasses, and he's like, keep on going. I was like, glasses, and I was like, oh, I don't need a plural lies.
It's broken glass.
Yes. But I said glasses.
James was probably looking at which pair.
I know, that's why he didn't know. Then after that, he go. Oh.
Again, no words.
I literally laughed so hard behind him. Like,
I can't imagine.
Like this. And Jesse sniffing and trying to poop. And
did Jesse step on the glasses?
She did not, thank God. But I'm so specific. Maybe I'm crazy.
I think you are. Talking about crazy rich Asian.
Yay! Good segue.
Yeah, good segue. Like, we're not rich, so we're just crazy Asians.
Yeah. Okay, so
anybody watch Crazy Rich Asians yet here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The Asians watch it, of course.
Of
how stereotypical.
Of course.
It is a funny movie.
Joy, you
I have
seen
no
yet?
Stakes in it.
You have to, yeah.
It is filmed, it's set in Singapore.
Yeah, it's good.
It's set in Singapore, but it's filmed 65% in Malaysia. So a lot of scenery I can actually recognize.
His hometown.
One of the scenes,
wait,
the mahjong scene.
His or her? Are you her or his?
I'm his.
Oh, his. Okay,
yes.
Okay. I get
she always get a little confused, but I would take whichever pronoun, as long as I know that you're referring to me, I will take her. I have no qualms with that. Okay. I think when I'm sassy, you can call, like, not just sassy, when I'm powerful. When
because
I'm powerful,
mom,
you can call me
my
her.
My mom laughed about it when I said her. She,
sorry,
okay,
another
anyway,
detour.
Okay.
No, it's fine. That's fine. You can say about your mom.
Yeah,
we'll come back to
my mom love you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who does not?
Yeah, so she... Yeah.
Right?
My mom loved you. So she told me, I wish... John was straight and married.
Oh, he won't like me if I'm straight. I'll be a really boring straight. I think I'm already a boring gay. Let me tell you that much.
Crazy Rich Asian, please.
Crazy Rich Asians. Okay. It was filmed, it was set in Singapore, but filmed in Malaysia, 65% filmed in Malaysia. The Mahjong scene, if you remember, that toward the end of, well, I won't tell you too much.
Blooper,
when you go
blooper,
watch it.
You blooped it. You just blooped it. You blooped it.
Okay. When the music starts, you can jump up to the microphone and decode that. What does that mean? Can you make a sentence?
You just burped it. The story. You just burped it. You burped it.
It's like spoiler, I think.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, yes.
Don't you say blooper? You're not going to say
blooper. The blooper are the outtakes. Like all the bad takes become bloopers. Bloopers are the outtakes. So if you like made a mistake in the take, and then they would show that and they laugh and all that, that would be a blooper.
Like a
spoiler. Oh my god, the room just
spoiler.
Got it.
Okay.
So spoiler
like
would be
scene, behind the scene kind of blooper is behind the scene.
Not behind the scene. Oh my gosh, that's another show.
Okay, all
okay.
Right, go.
So the Mahjong scene was filmed in my hometown where I grew up in Penang. So it's really nice to see that. And another thing too, I want to hear what your thoughts were.
Okay.
We went. Okay. As a group, and because I don't know, those of you who are on Instagram or whatever, or Twitter, the hashtag Gold Open was like a thing where we're gonna make history with this opening, because Asian Americans, I think it was like 25 years since we have an all Asian cast since Joy Luck Club. So,
oh, really?
I know.
That was the point.
That's like I'm like picking up the speaking points from Warner Bros.
Oh,
Warner
wow.
Brothers funded
That's
it.
A big deal.
And so I know. So anyway, so 25 years, like one whole generation not seeing your own self on screen other than like a one character. And people ask, like, you know, there are stereotype characters because, you know, let's be honest, stereotypes are based on some truth, right? But the danger is that when you see the stereotype and there's no way for you to find out more about that one facet, and when you go to that film where there's this whole Asian cast, then you get to see different types of personalities build their one facet of that stereotype, then you get another facet of why they're that way, and then the motivation of why they became that. So it's very important to have representation. Anyway, I'm going too much HR. Like yesterday, somebody said, oh, it's like an HR conversation. But anyway, your thought? We went as a whole big group. We volunteer for a National Association of Asian American Professional Group. So we organized something to a black tie screening where we all dress up and we go there as a big chunk of non-Asians and Asian, but mostly Asians. I've never seen that many Asians all at once watching a film together. And there are jokes in there that you don't necessarily need to get the whole story. But what I love about this movie is that because the director is also Asian, that he does not bother, as long as the story flows, he does not bother to explain all the minute details, all the nuances. But if you get it, it's super funny for us. So what's your thought when we were watching it?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I didn't really read into that deep. I'm like, you said, hey, we have red carpet for Crazy Rich Asian. Do you want to go? Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to explain to people. To me personally, it's a big deal because I have not seen myself on screen for so long. If you watch the movie, you'll see another one that you can tell me. You can like tweet me, DM me and see which character you think I am in that movie. Okay.
Why are you on the movie?
I'm not the hot one, though.
Wait, were you on the movie before?
No.
You were just kind of imagining it?
No, it's just like, I'm seeing like my
representation.
Are you trying to use big words with me?
It's
no, it's just like in general. Okay. I don't see my life reflected. When I saw it, it's almost touching. It's like, it's a funny movie. It's almost unreal for me. Like I choked up when I see the screen of all the people I know, places I know, things that I can resonate with. That I didn't feel that I missed out on it until I see them on screen in like a Hollywood movie. Then I realized, oh my gosh, I haven't seen my own kind on screen at all. And you don't need to be Asian to see the movie. But the thing is, when you are Asian, you see it and there's a possibility. You know that, oh, I can be John Chu. I can be the director. I can be Michelle Yeoh, the actress.
I love the character.
Yeah. So anyway, so what was your shallow reaction to it?
It was very good.
Oh, we have Big Fatty at the mic.
John, you just said you've not seen your kind on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
John, you're one of a kind.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That needs a theme song.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Benny.
Thank you, Big Fatty. Oh.
Thank you. Tyler.
One of my big fatties back.
I had to step out to take a call, and someone told me you said you thought I had three balls.
Did I?
They were so, the package was so big. The package was so big. She said, "Oh, one, ooh, two,
one, two, three.
Maybe three."
You're anyway. One of the kind.
Actually, two of the kind.
Anyway, so what's your shallow reaction to it?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
But I went back the next day to watch it with my husband, who's Caucasian. He enjoyed it too. But the theater, I think there was like two other Asians besides me, which is good. That's why the box office is, it's good. They make a lot of money. But it was not as fun. Like, I don't hear people laughing, and I want you to tell me when you go watch it, you tell me, does it make you feel a little, it's not your fault, because we have not seen one for 25 years, we have not seen a rom-com like that probably ever with an all-Asian cast, so tell me if it's a little bit uncomfortable for you to be laughing at some Asian characters. Does it feel a little bit wrong laughing or like hating some characters, or so tell me, tweet me, let me know, because all the audience were like, I can feel like a little, I'm laughing. Oh, but he's Asian. Oops.
Oh, see, I didn't.
But for
I don't take that way because I am Asian.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to ask if.
Yeah,
I hope not. That was just my own.
But also,
I was wondering why.
James always, my husband, always we have a conversation. Like, he doesn't see it as like, can I use the word kind or like what kind we are, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I ask him same question. Does it make you feel uncomfortable if we make Asian joke or whatever? He's like, we all make joke about everybody. So, I mean, maybe that's his. I didn't.
Yeah, in a safe place, it's okay. But
yeah, I didn't think that people will feel uncomfortable watching.
I don't know. Maybe it's my own thing. But let me know. The thing is, a lot of people that I spoke to who watched the movie said that they kind of forgot they're Asians. But the one thing cool about it is the setting is so fresh. Anybody been to Asia except for Tim? I know Tim has.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you go, Joe?
Beijing.
In Dallas, but went to Beijing. So you kind of seen
cool.
The glitz of Beijing. Larry?
I've been to Sasebo, Japan, and Hong Kong.
Oh, you went to Sasebo.
Oh, so you've seen the glitz, Scotty, all dark Asian men places.
Everywhere.
Malaysia.
Singapore. Have you been to Singapore, Scotty? Yeah. So you've seen it, yeah? And of course, Wendy did too. Wendy went to Singapore and Hong Kong. So you've seen the glitz back there. Anyone there? Beijing? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
Gary been to
Gary went to
Happy birthday to you.
Can you come up and do it for us?
Can
she
please?
Said she wants
I
to come
down. I love
to
you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I thought somebody had a birthday. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I literally, every morning, every night, the bell is like,
happy birthday.
Okay, let's do it for us. Go to the mic. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, DeBell.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Gary.
I love it. I want to wake up every morning with Gary.
I can make that happen. I'll make a ringtone for
great.
You. I'll make an alarm for you.
I love to do that. In this morning, I mean, you were like doing that. Like
she woke up. The first thing she did was her voice is really low.
So low in the morning.
So she was, happy birthday to you. Every morning before she goes to bed, before she went to bed, and as soon as she woke up, she went, happy birthday to you. And you want to tell us, like, the other night you spat water out. She said, what happened? Did you drop the bottle? You said poison. Something. Something happened to the water bottle. And she said, oh, no. She twisted the cap of the water bottle, and then it didn't snap. Like, it felt like it already was opened. So she said, oh, it could be poison. And then she just went straight ahead and drinking it. So I started laughing, and she just like spat everywhere, the whole floor. And then she started choking. I'm like,
I thought I was going to die.
You didn't look like you were going to die. You looked like you were laughing.
You know the feeling when you laugh so hard and you can't come back to it, to the reality? Like laughing zone, like so choked up, like with your laugh compacting the laughing.
Oh, yes. Like just, the one time, that was in Vegas, right? She is so ADD. Like she needs a bell hooked to her because she was,
Gary. Too loud?
I got y'all off of talking about the people going to Asia, so go back to that.
Oh. That's why we don't have an audience, otherwise. Okay, where? Wait, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to Asia. Okay, don't worry. And then she said, I think she had a remote. She just came out from the shower and she went into bed and covers on. It's like, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I think I'm going to watch TV. As soon as she turned on the TV, I think I'm going to go to bed. She turned off the TV. Literally like one split second and she turned it off.
And John, you were like, wow.
I think I'm gonna watch TV. I think I'm gonna go to bed. And then she turned off the light. Literally. You
know, in this mode, last night, wasn't it yesterday? Yeah. And then like, I couldn't see anything because of that darkness, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You know, and then I wear eye mask, like James gave me. It's a lavender smell, very comforting. So just so that all lights shut off, right? Like just like the dark. So I can sleep so well. So
but I cannot drink over the story.
Usually when I wake up, you know, it's because I'm moving or whatever. It's that kind of tagged to my hair. I can't find it, but it's kind of hanging to my hair. So but yesterday I couldn't find it. So I kind of panicked, where's my eye mask, where is it? So I looked at the floor, there was a dark shadow there. I was like, that was your dirty sock. So he was sleeping, going, oh my God, panic me.
I can see her face. He's like, oh my eye mask. What you throw it at me? It was so good. It wasn't stinky.
It was not, but it's kind of, I don't know, like texture was weird.
It's a little slimy because I use it
mushy,
for something other
like
purposes.
Mushy smell.
No!
Ew!
We all use that, right? I just didn't use it then.
Ew!
Raider? Is it Raider?
It's Raider.
Oh gosh, let's go back to Asia.
Do I have my eye makeup on?
Yeah, it's in Australia. Now it's in
New
Antarctic.
Zealand. Okay. It's perfect. Thank you.
Asia. So when you see the movie, you will see the glitz and it seems crazy.
It's fun.
But
fun,
I can tell you that it's real. Of course, they put all the real stuff together to show you how crazy rich the people are, but it's real. But
is it really real?
I've seen wedding like that. I mean, I've seen my own relatives' weddings that has smoke and like stuff comes up from the stage and all that. So it's super dramatic for the first dish to be served. So it's really outrageous, but it is real. It's not common, but it is real.
Oh, wow. So, I wish I have the life.
I know, right? Don't you?
I know. Oh,
but the thing is, though, when you look at it, it's, you know, it's way deeper than just the rich part.
I mean, you know, we really enjoyed it. So mm-hmm. definitely.
Who's
like,
your favorite character in there?
Of course, Henry Golding. Main. Yeah. Oh.
Henry Golding is half Malaysian.
Like,
he's half Malaysian, half British.
Who like
kinda
Asian guy?
Kind of like Scotty
guy.
And me combined.
who have an Asian fetish?
Oh. Oh my God.
Oh, was it a bad word?
Likes Asian? Who likes Asian? Adam. Adam's mittens. Asian.
Okay. Scotty. Oh. Scotty. Okay. 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 Oh, Mark. Okay. Oh, Tim.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Who likes potato?
What potato? A white guy.
Potato.
For those who do not understand.
Potato. So, potato. Potato. Okay. Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Yes. Who likes
chocolate? Who likes chocolate?
Chocolate. Oh, a lot of people like chocolate.
Yeah, I like chocolate.
Okay.
I'm a buffet queen. I like everything.
Who's the buffet queen?
DeBell, we like handsome. Like, who cares? We like handsome. It doesn't matter. No. White, Asian, right. Black, doesn't matter. Handsome.
You buffet girl.
That's why we have buffet.
Buffet.
Who's a buffet queen? Buffet queen, okay.
Anybody now, like taco?
DeBell, DeBell.
Taco.
Do you know what handsome means? Not handsome. No, don't do this.
Wait, wait.
Not that.
We're seeing a gesture of holding like a rod or your index finger and your thumb holding together and curl the other fingers and then move up and down.
Yeah, be careful when you do this.
Don't say handsome.
But wait, that maybe English word came with, right? Came from. Just like a menopause, men are pot.
Oh, you.
Man.
Oh, that goes back to the original word of the bell. Slam. Original word of the bell.
Refrigerator?
Yes. For those of you who are listening to this show for the first time, live or on the stream, or whenever we get to post this show on our feed, what is the original word?
That was fridge.
Yeah.
Then I thought it was fridge.
Refrigerator. Oh my God, you totally forgot your own word. Refrigerator. She thought.
Refrigerator.
So that you can put the food that you can't
like
finish.
Later. So I thought, genius. English is genius.
Yes, you put the food that you cannot finish.
Later.
She's really smart.
I am so.
And very creative.
And then I learned here in New Orleans, remember, almond is from flour.
There was a commercial. Oh my God. It was like an almond milk commercial, and they showed vanilla, the flower of like a vanilla with
the. Oh, that was a vanilla.
Yeah.
The guy go like.
But she
like,
did find out that almonds are tree nuts.
Well, tree nuts, I know, but I thought.
But I thought you said you thought almonds grow on the ground.
No, yeah, but I thought that the flower and you know, like kind of like a seed attached to the flower.
Uh huh.
And I didn't know almond had flower, so I thought, oh, John.
Oh, the tree.
So
nuts.
They have right. Yeah, they have. See, yeah. I wasn't crazy.
I know. But she thought it's a flower, like the nut is in here and then the flower open. Oh, that look a little nasty. But, and then, I don't know what that looks like.
What is
it? I know, this is the blossom and then the almond is in there. And then you eat it.
You know, I am so used to seeing you as a ding jong.
Uh-huh.
Ding jong.
Yes.
So when you've been a little sexual.
Sexual? Oh, when am I being sexual?
Yeah, like that kind of conversation. I kind of get a little
sexual.
Like nervous. Like, not nervous. It kind of makes me a little like you.
I know. Keisha, too much information.
TMI, TMI.
John, just
TMI.
Reminder who grabbed my balls yesterday.
I know, right?
Being sexual.
Exactly.
Oh, what?
I did not grab Big Fatty's ball. You did. You grabbed his three balls. 2+1.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, so okay. we have, oh my gosh, we only have a little time left.
We didn't cover anything. Time is over.
You just have to listen to our feed whenever it's
I'm
posted.
Over.
The feed is still
Christina's
the same.
Story.
So subscribe to it.
Subscribe to it,
and maybe next year we'll post something. So far, the record is we do 2 shows a year if we come to a live Pride 48. If we don't, we do 1 show a year during June. And so I forgot to post it this
but
year.
But hey,
too.
Do you guys want to hear more of our
yeah.
show? Ah, yeah. I think we will do that then.
You just got your ego stroked.
I didn't.
Stroked. No, that was your ego. Your ego.
No, I don't.
Not a meat stick.
Like
anyway, you said you want to have Christina come up and say something.
Yes, it was such a nice treat on the phone. So, okay, so Christina, I talked to her yesterday, and I was asking, so, you know, we have like, you know,
I'm going to warn you, we have about 5 minutes.
Right,
anyway,
you should just ask the question you asked me. Do you remember how you asked it to me last night?
She could barely remember what she just said.
I have such a big junk file, didn't I?
She walked up to me and she's all, so why Pride 48? You're straight,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
married,
exactly.
Why Pride 48?
Yeah, why?
And I said, back when I got my, I've told the story a lot about being introduced to Pod as my co-pilot and how that was what gave me the idea to do my own show, which is why we very proudly say we are a spinoff because it makes Taylor happy.
Right.
But what I've never actually told anyone is the reason I know about Pride 48 is because of you. And it's because when
I
got...
I didn't know about it too. They just said
so
they have something.
It's a weird progression because the very first iPod I ever got was a first generation click wheel.
Yeah.
The old school. And
yeah.
When I logged in, someone had mentioned to me, don't spend all your money on music, do podcasts, they're free. But when I went to go download a podcast, you were all that there was. It was you.
Yes.
It was
That's
just
right.
you. And so I downloaded online.
Yes.
And it was like, from there, and then I started searching other podcasts and I found the QCAS Connecticut boys when they were still in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And they introduced me to Pod as my co-pilot. Yeah. So through you, I sort of started searching more. But it's so funny because online was like, sometimes I didn't understand what you were saying, but I still listened because, and then I saw your name attached to, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Penang Hokkien. Did I get it close? You happened to mention something about there being a live stream, and this was a few years later. You mentioned there being a live stream like on YouTube or something. I thought, oh, I like John. I'll look at this. And I opened it up. I was like, I don't know what any of these people are saying, but they're adorable. But I just wanted to let you know that the very first podcast I ever found was online.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so when Nick and I started our show through you, I'd sort of, you know, because you didn't know about it either. We sort of fell into it at the same time. But when Nick and I started a show, I told her, I said, I understand that this might not be something you're familiar with, but I definitely, absolutely, if they'll let us, I want to be a part of this group because I've been following this group for like 2.5 years and I lurked for a very long time and saw some of the live streaming events in June. And then I said, I just really want to be a part of that group.
Aren't we glad you are part of that group?
So thank you.
Thank you, Pride 48.
Thank you. And I shared last night on Scotty's show about why I started online, and I don't do it as often these days. And I really treated it as my journal because I started it as a blog and I don't write. If you think that, you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't even understand what I write. So when I started, it's because that was my first podcast. I started in 2004. And I started it because I wanted to have a voice. Because, like I was just talking about the movies, if you want to depend on the radio station to approve a gay Asian man who sometimes you can't understand what I'm talking about, no way in hell they're going to put my show on there. Right. But I put my show up there just because I want to have a gay Asian voice out there. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that I was actually the only gay voice out there back then.
Yeah.
So I was, I think, like podcaster number 50 or something, or 30 in the whole world. I used to hand code my RSS feed. I typed it all in text edit. So anyway, I think that, I'm so happy to be a part of this community.
Me too.
Donate the purple button. Donate. This is how we are able to do what we do here. And besides all the sex talk and the crazy laughing and the crying, blah, 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 there's a deeper meaning.
Yeah, we have Raider show.
You know, it's
like
a community.
Ours.
It's a community for those who are unable to find their own community.
Yeah.
So this is exactly why
that's why I wanted to be part two as a straight, but you know, I mean, supporting one. But
we have like 15 seconds left, and we're very professional.
Very professional.
We have a professional.
Yeah. Thank you for letting
thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for waking up so early. Thank you everybody on the chat room and on the feedback.
Thank you so much.